What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At MetroPCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to MetroPCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Of course, I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever, and you should as well. Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. It is the hour to empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. Today, our very, very cool guest is Dr. Denise Nadler. You don't want to go anywhere, folks. Dr. Denise always delivers a knockout punch. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, JoyceBarryandFriends.com, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You will want to share these shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our brand new Joyce Barry and Friends fan page, so new that it is still a work in progress, and we can't wait for the knockout version that should be up shortly. Be sure to check like on the fan page. We like that, and you'll get all the information about our show. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I do go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today, Dr. Denise Nadler. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. So, folks, before we bring on Dr. Denise, I want to present you with a wake-up call.
Here is success coach Joyce Barry with a wake-up call.
A call for riches coming my way, today and each and every day. A call for opportunities here and now. Incredible ways to make money. Wow. A call for good health, a mind and body that's sound because of the amazing healthy products I found. A call to the Lord to make my dreams come true. Just give me the wisdom to know what to do. And folks, if you know what to do, just do it. If not now, when? That is the question that should always be before you. If not now, when? Here I am in the Coach's Corner, and what I want to share with you today is priorities, suggestions for living wisely and well by H. Jackson Brown, Jr. Folks, he is the very popular author of Life's Little Instruction Book. In fact, he has the first book and the second book, and they were both nationally acclaimed by the New York Times and were on the bestseller list for quite a while. So here are his suggestions for living wisely and well. Teach by example. Bless every day with a generous act. Never waste an opportunity to tell someone you love them. Do something every day that maintains good health. Take family vacations whether you can afford them or not. Stand up for your principles even if you stand alone. Judge your success by the degree that you're enjoying peace, health, and love. Be there when people need you. Be devoted to your spouse and dedicated to your children. Be of service to your community and your country. Have courage when things go wrong. Tell the truth. Maintain your resources wisely. Be satisfied. Don't grumble. Don't overlook life's small joys while searching for the big ones. Discover the power of prayer. Discover the power of forgiveness. Love people more than things. Look for the good, search for the truth, and hope for the best. Dr. Denise, what are your thoughts about the suggestions for living wisely and well by H. Jackson Brown, Jr.?
Well, one of my favorites is to make sure you tell the people in your life that you love them. And I try to do that each and every day. Anytime I talk to somebody in my life that I love, I make sure that I finish the conversation by letting them know.
So I should be listening for that as well, to know that I'm one of the people you love. I have to keep my ear open to that.
For sure.
And I know that we do love each other, and we go back a long, long time. Okay, who is Dr. Denise Nadler? She is a global speaker, trainer, mentor, and coach. She has taught in over 11 countries, and more than 14 countries are her clients. That is, like, amazing, over 14 countries to have clients. She is a doctor of chiropractic, a phenomenal healer, and works with people from all walks of life. She also has the voice of an angel, and she has two fabulous CDs under the name of Ariana. I would say these are must-have CDs that you must have in your collection. They are phenomenal. She wrote the songs, she sings the songs, does a masterful job. And last but not least, she is the daughter of my best friend, Beverly Nadler. Beverly, our most valuable guest, who is on our show each and every Thursday with the Here's to Your Health Thursday segments. Over to you, Dr. Denise Nadler.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce. A lot of people consider February, at least partially, to be the month of love. So instead of doing a talk on love and relationships with another person, we made the topic about loving the life that you live, and the top do's and don'ts that you must know to create a life that you really, really love. And so I'm going to be talking about different do's and different don'ts and giving some action steps. So if you have a pen nearby, it'll be a great idea so that you can take notes. But if you can't stop to take notes right now, then later on I will give an email address so that you can get some more information on the topic. So there are three do's that I want to start with if you want to love the life that you live or live the life that you love. And the first one is so important and so essential and often really overlooked, and it's developing the belief that we can actually live a life that we love, that we can look at the life that we have and love it. The fact of the matter is that we are entirely able, no matter where we are in life, no matter who we are, no matter our age and our background, to steer the ship of our life in the direction that we desire, if we know how. But often we don't, because we don't have a belief. So the tendency is to have the idea that other people can have this extraordinary life, other people can do these things because of circumstances or situations that maybe we don't perceive that we have in our life. But for every circumstance or situation that you may not see in your own life, there is somebody out there who's gone through and overcome incredible odds often to create a life that is truly magnificent, that they truly love. So it starts with really developing the belief. And we're going to talk a little bit more about how you do that as we continue on. The second thing is to develop, to love your life or to live the life that you love, is to develop an attitude of gratitude. Now, a lot of people have probably heard this statement. The thing about it is that most people have no problem having an attitude of gratitude when things are going their way. It's a little more challenging, though, to have that attitude of gratitude when things aren't going the way that you want them to. And so the attitude of gratitude is not just for the things that are exactly how we desire them to be and exactly how we want them to be, but literally to have an attitude of gratitude that when things are not how we want them to be, and here's the trick here, is to look at whatever that thing is and figure out how exactly what is actually teaching us something, giving us a lesson, and then finding the blessing. And we all have the capacity to do that. What it requires is a shift in our point of view. And so some people have said to me, oh, well, what about this and what about that? And they'll come up with all sorts of tremendous difficulties and challenges that seem impossible and insurmountable. And what I'm going to say that in the last 20 years, I have worked with some of those insurmountable, from divorce to losing your business to being raped to being robbed at gunpoint to incest to losing health to cancer and other diseases. And I have worked with those people, those very people, and been able to assist them in shifting their perception so that they could, in fact, see the lesson, see the blessing, and have an attitude of gratitude. So when I say it's important, and I believe that anyone can do it, it is important, and I believe anyone can do it. And the third thing...
I just want to say something, one second on that one, because that is one of my favorite topics, which you nailed the most important point, that it's easy to be grateful for that which appears good, which... that is in your corner, but how do you find that when it's not? And Denise very amply stated it. I just want to add, make the lemonade out of the lemon. And that's the action step you can take to know that there is a lemon, but you can make the wonderful lemonade out of it when you look for the lesson, when you appreciate what is and acknowledge it for what it is, and then look for the lesson and make the lemonade.
Yes, absolutely. That's a perfect way to surmise it. And I'm going to also say, since you brought that up, is that sometimes it's helpful to get another person's perception who's not living with that challenge and that difficulty. And so, and what a lot of people do is when they're going through a hardship is that, you know, there's a lot of support groups in the world. Unfortunately, a lot of times the support groups actually continue to perpetuate the destructive aspect to these events and challenges in life instead of supporting, looking for the actual constructive lemonade in those lemons. And so it's important to surround yourself with people who actually can facilitate you seeing the silver lining on the cloud, to use another analogy.
I think that was a very important point about support groups, because they're designed for you to, by hearing each other, know that you're not in something alone, but you also acknowledge the downside. What happens in those support groups sometimes is a misery love company kind of thing kicks in, and they're dwelling on these misery things rather than shifting over to the other side. So you got to be careful that you are in the right support group.
Absolutely. When I first started to put together the details of what this show was going to be about, because I talked about creating the life that you would love, that you really, really love, I had a whole bunch of C words, and it changed and it altered as I explored what I was going to say. But one of the words that I had as a don't was commiserate. So we just kind of went down that pathway, even though it wasn't going to be included, it ended up being included, is that a don't is to not get caught up in commiserating, which is just constantly replaying all of what's wrong, and to literally look for make the lemonade out of the lemons, find the silver lining in the clouds, and surround yourself with people who can assist you in really seeing the benefits to no matter what the circumstances. That's the true attitude of gratitude. It's not just being grateful when things are going the way that you want them to, or when you get what you want in life, but it's actually being able to be grateful when you're not getting what you want in life.
And that is the challenge that you're confronted with. That is what you need to focus on when you're in that obstacle course. So these are very, very important points. I hope you're writing, folks. Go ahead, Denise.
Thank you. So the last do that I wanted to develop as we continue to explore this topic of loving the life that you live is that once you develop the belief and you have an attitude of gratitude, it's really essential, and so many people miss this one, making a plan. Most people spend more time planning a vacation than they do spend planning a year of their life. And there's been studies done that actually follow the course of graduates. There was a famous study done once, and you know, they say you shouldn't believe everything you read on the internet, and maybe it's true or it's not true, but I personally can vouch for this fact. What they said is that something like 97% of all the people who made a plan were in the top 3%, and the 3% who didn't make a plan, they were in the average group, you know, sort of in various levels. The point is that most people do spend more time thinking about what they're going to do for 2 weeks of a vacation than really sitting down and looking at what they want for their lives and planning and taking the time to not just do it in your head, but do it with paper. And there's wonderful things you can do when you make a plan is you can create you might have heard of the concept of a vision board, and where people take out pieces of different magazines that represent the things that they would love in their life or words that they would love in their life, and put it on a sheet of corkboard, oak tag, or something where you can see this on a regular basis. You can even create it on your computer. But it's not just making the plan. Because making a plan also requires that you take action. So the first part, however, of the planning is to have a vision, as I talked about, this vision board. And it's important to ask certain questions in order to get that vision. And the questions are, you know, what would a life that I love look like? Or what would it feel like? What would I be doing, saying, and having in my life if it was more of what I love? Now, just to go back, you know, when I talked about the attitude of gratitude, that's really looking at your life right now and looking at what you can love about your life right now. But if there's any areas where you're not feeling as much love, and you know that it's now because you developed the belief, which was the first thing I said, that you can create more of what you love in your life, then it's important to make a plan. And to do that, it's having a vision. So what does loving my life look like? What would it
feel
like?
One second. Whoa. Just 1 second. Before you shifted from the plans, I just said, I have to say that one of my favorite quotes is, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. So you really nailed it when you said you plan your vacation, you plan all those sorts of things, but how much time are you dedicated to planning your life?
Absolutely, to create the life you really, really love. You know, that was the second part of the title, because I do want for the listeners to get from listening here is that it's really important to love what is, but to also believe that you can create more of what you really, really want. And so it does take making a plan. And it starts with being willing to ask these questions of yourself, to start to perceive and imagine and even dream of what your life could be like. Now, a lot of people, when they dream, they don't have the first part in place where they really believe that their dreams can come true. But there's a second part to dreaming, which is that that the dreams also require the willingness to take action. And you only know what actions are going to be essential if you do the planning. So in order to connect to a dream, it's what you want to ask yourself is, what do I love? Where would I love to be? What would I love to have? And what would I love to do? And anything that you write down, I believe that that we would not be able to have a dream or a sense or a concept that we connected to, that we feel in our heart we would love in our life, if we didn't also have within us the resources to actually make it real. So I'm encouraging that you do allow yourself to dream and to spend some time on exploring what these dreams might look like. And sometimes taking the dream and making it into what is called a purpose statement, you know, the idea that you have a purpose. Every human being, I believe, on the planet has a purpose, and no purpose large or small, and no purpose is better than someone else's. But what's important is that you feel in your heart, you feel that you are meant to live this purpose. And so when you dream, if you can put it into a concise statement of, you know, my purpose is to do this, to be this, and to have this. And this is about looking forward. It is about looking out into the future. No matter what age you are, no matter where you are in life, you can make a transformation and a shift if you feel called to it and you're willing to do the work in order to make those dreams come true.
Very important, once again, where Dr. Denise said it's not just about making plans, it's taking action on those plans. That's where it comes in, my mantra, if not now, when. And to motivate you each and every day, I suggest you listen to the show. Beverly Nadler, Dr. Denise's mom, suggests the same thing, and she will tell you why.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Yay! And let's make this show the one that will change your life. Back to you, Dr. Denise.
Well, thank you so much. And just before I move on, I have a couple more points to cover before I get to some of those don'ts But I want your audience to know that there's an educational series that I have available. It's free, and I have a private link for it. So I know your audience is all around the world. So rather than try to give out this long link, it's easiest if you're interested in the free educational series on how to create a life that you love, that you send us an email, and we'll send you the link. So the email address is info, that's I as India, N, F as Frank, O, at healingintegrations.com. I'm going to spell that. Healing is H-E, A as Apple, L, I, N as Nancy, G as George, I, N, T as Tom, E, G as George, R, A, T as Tom, I, O, N, S. .com. That's info at healingintegrations.com. So just send us an email in the subject with the word create, and we'll send you the link so that you can get started and continue with this work on creating a life that you love.
Dr. Denise, wouldn't that link be up in your website as well?
It's actually a hidden link right now. It's a special link, and it's hidden, so that's why I'm telling people to email us so we can send them.
I don't know why you just went in and out. You were doing fine, and all something just shifted.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, now it's better. But the last sentence, you were going in and out. I would think you'd want to give them your website as well. It may not have that link, but it has so much the information.
Absolutely.
Would you like to do that?
Sure. It's www.healingintegrations.com. That's the same that I gave before, H-E-A-L-I-N-G-I-N-T as Tom, E-G-R-A-T-I-O-N-S.com. And also, if you Google me, my name, Dr. Denise Nadler, N-A-D-L-E-R, you'll find my website quite easily. And you're right, there's lots of information there. And there's a button that you could click on. So you don't even have to memorize this email address, and we'll be happy to send you that special hidden link on creating the life that you love.
I wonder if this is something I should ask you off air, but you definitely aroused my curiosity. Why would it be a hidden link?
Right now we're doing it as a free educational series, and a lot of times we have so much stuff on the website that we want to offer things at different times, so we can't keep all the links out there, and we just rotate different links at different times for people to get free information.
And thank you for saying that, because you had me so curious, I didn't want to wait till we were off air, but that makes total sense. You are getting the hang of marketing, and I also know that you give people too many choices or too many links, they do nothing. So you do want to direct them at that time to what information you want them to have.
That's
Thank
right.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, it's a limited opportunity, so I hope people will contact us so they can take advantage of it.
Yeah, very good point.
So I want to continue just a little bit further into this planning part, because the planning is as I said, it's one of the areas where people get really stuck. And so I'm going to just say that one of the first things about planning is that you make a commitment. Commitment is really the commitment to do whatever it takes. I mean, if you want to love the life that you live and live a life that you love and really, really have what you want in your life, it takes a commitment, and the planning requires commitment. Now, to follow through on commitment, it's essential that you set yourself up to succeed. So following through on a commitment requires that you schedule time. You know, people have these planners that they carry around in their phones, and they set up all kinds of things that they schedule. Well, why not schedule some time to work on the plan of creating what you would love in your life, so that you take the time to organize those details? Because once you connect to a vision of where you would love to be, once you allow yourself, you give yourself permission to dream and see what your purpose is and look towards where you're going, it's only going to be a little fantasy idea. in your head, or maybe even this, if you make a beautiful vision board, but if you don't do the planning and you don't schedule the time and you don't organize the details, well, it's pretty much unlikely that you're not going to create the life that you really love. However, once you make the commitment to your dream and you sit down and you do set the time and you organize the details, there's a much higher probability that you're going to take the action steps to get you there.
Denise, hold that thought for a moment. I just want to share a little bit about the vision board because it's something I believe in, something I advocate. There's so many ways that you can have that vision board. One is you can, you know, just make it up on cardboard paper, beautiful colored paper, whatever, hang it up in a place that you'll see every day. I don't do that. What I do to accomplish the same result, I have lots and lots of notebooks for all different topics and projects. I have different notebooks. And whenever I see a saying that rings for me, rings true for me, as something I want, a dream, a vision, make the miracles happen, great quotes, I paste those on the cover of the notebooks that I pick up, all different ones. So that's how I do it. You can find your own creative outlet to do it. Whatever works for you is fine, just like people put up on their refrigerator role models of skinny people. They put that up on the refrigerator. But the visual aspect that you're having it in front of you is very impactful. Back to you.
Absolutely. I like both. I like the writing part and I like the picture part.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great, because writing things down and statements that you resonate with remind you of what you love in your life and help you to create a connection to taking the actions and bringing it into your life. I just wanted to talk a little bit more about commitment, which is that commitment, there's three things that it's really important to have in place once you make a commitment. And the three things to have in place is, number one, support. A lot of people figure they have to do things on their own, and often, you know, it's true that ultimately to get the result, it is up to us. However, having somebody who is there to support you, there's a great probability that you're going to be encouraged to follow through. And there's wisdom in that. In fact, having support can sometimes make us push ourselves when we might give up. Now, that's the support part from somebody else. And then there's another part for commitment, which is accountability. Accountability to getting our results. Accountability is kind of the challenge part, because if we tell ourselves we're going to do something and then we don't, but we don't have any accountability to getting the results, then it's a lot easier to not follow through. You know, all great athletes and stars and people and even leaders in the world have coaches who support them and also hold them accountable. And so there's great wisdom in having support and challenge for you following through with your commitment. So finding a person in your life or a coach or a mentor, that's something that I do with my clients, and I know that that's something that Joyce does with her clients, to support you and also hold you accountable to your commitments. You have a higher probability that you're going to get the results that you're planning to create so that you can have more of what you love in your life.
Absolutely. And you have to be accountable to yourself first, but to have a mentor, a coach, people like that in your life just ups the level so much, so far, that it really propels you forward so much quicker. And folks, just want to share with you, we did a great show on coaching on January 4th, 2013, in our archives. January 4th, I shared the show with Beverly Nadler, Dr. Denise's mom. We did a whole show, and it's Coaching for You and Why You Would Want to Coach. You really want to listen to that show. And we did it. I talked about success coaching. Beverly talked about reprogramming coaching. And today we have Dr. Denise, who's very much a healer. And what's different about your kind of coaching?
Well, mine is about identifying where you want to be in your life. It's more vision coaching, but also looking for any of the roadblocks that stand in the way. So removing the self-sabotage so that you can manifest your visions, your goals, your objectives, and really meet with your potential in your life. So we do both. we look for the vision, and then we remove the blocks together.
Very good. I just want to share my website, folks, joycebarrie.com, B-A-R-R-I-E.com. We'll mention Dr. Denise's in a moment. Just want to say that in my website, I have countless testimonials, hundreds of testimonials from people in all walks of life, but I just want to share a few of them right here, right now.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@AOL.com. That's coachjoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, kudos to Kurt Fitzpatrick, our most talented guest, for all that he contributes to this show. I just want to welcome the people in the chat room. They are regulars. The Dog Rescuer, want to do another show on that as well. So hoping to talk to you soon. Sonia J., the mother of my dear, dear friend, Teresa. Yes, I do remember you. I always remembered you. I just didn't remember the name Sonia J. in the chat room. I know you listen when you can. And, of course, my dear, dear friend, Teresa, looking forward to having you back on the show relatively soon. I love the shows that you and I did on angels and guardian angels. You are an angel. So all of you in the chat room, enjoy yourselves, and I'm going back to our guest, Dr. Denise.
Well, thank you very much, Joyce. I love hearing from your clients. I smile when I listen to them praise you. It's quite fun to listen to. So let's just go with the third thing about commitment. The third thing about commitment is, so remember, the first thing was support. The second thing was accountability. So support will get you, help you to achieve your goals when you have support. Accountability means there's a price that you're going to pay if you don't get your results. And the third thing is to have a reward system. Yes, that's right. If you make a commitment, give yourself a reward. You know, as children, it was a very effective way for us to get us to do things, right? But guess what? It's effective no matter what your age is. You know, to give a reward for the little wins along the way, it's encouraging. It encourages us to stick to our plan. It gives us more desire to follow through and to keep at it. So when you make a commitment, make sure you have support, make sure you have accountability, but also have a reward system. Have a way that you're going to reward yourself for taking steps, whether they're small steps along the way, for accomplishing bigger objectives and outcomes. Because when we take steps, when we find ourselves doing what we say we're going to be doing, we tend to, one of the rewards actually is that we feel a heightened self-esteem about ourselves because we're doing what we say we're going to do and we're accomplishing what we say we're going to accomplish. But I'm not only talking about that as a reward. I'm talking about coming up with little rewards, things that maybe you wouldn't take the time to do for yourself, or you wouldn't spend a little bit of money on for yourself, that you feel like, I worked for this, I committed to it, I followed through, I did what I said I was going to do, and here's my reward. And it's a form of celebration. And there's one of my C's. Celebrating your success is really important so that you once again acknowledge that you're making progress, and then you get back to work.
Yeah, and I need to give you a heads up as you get back to work here that we're running very, very short on time. And I know that you wanted to give some don'ts, so why don't we move from the do's to the don'ts? Because we really don't have more time to go over the do's right now.
Well, that's exactly where we were. And so the three critical don'ts that can interfere with you living in the life that you love and loving the life that you live, these are all C's now. The first one is cling. That's C-L-I-N-G, the word cling. That's clinging or holding on to what is, or staying attached to what is familiar, even if it's not desirable. In fact, most people would rather stay in the discomfort of what's familiar than take an action step towards an unknown that might be actually an improvement. And so one of the don'ts is to find the way to release your desire or need to cling to what is and to open up some space for something new to come into your life, to take a chance, to step forward and allow for things to be different. So that's the first don't, which is cling. The second one is compare. Comparing ourselves and our lives to someone else's is absolutely a recipe for disaster. It's almost impossible to feel love for the life that you're living or inspired to live a life that you could love more when you compare yourself to someone else's life. The main reason why is because you're only comparing your life to a portion. You're comparing your whole life and all the things that you don't like about your life. It's only a portion of somebody else's. We cannot know what the successes and failures that someone else is living unless they're revealed to us. We cannot know their joys and their sorrows, but everybody has them. So comparing yourself to someone else's life is the one of the surest ways to diminish your ability to love your life. And people do this so often. And the design of magazines and reporting of great successful people is set up that way, to compare ourselves to other people. However, if you're going to compare yourself as motivation and inspiration to take action, then allow that to happen. But I'm going to say that mostly people compare themselves to others and are only comparing all the goodness that they see in somebody else's life without knowing the downside. And invariably, yes, it's true, our life in its totality, when we see all both sides of it, will fall short. And the third thing, the third C that I call a don't, is complain. It is impossible to be in a state of love for your life when you are complaining. And let's face it, complaining gets you nowhere. It generates destructive, non-productive thoughts and keeps you from loving your life and creating more of what you love in your life. Now, you can use your complaints as a way to point out the areas of your life that you're going to work on making changes. So if you can turn your complaints into constructive action, well, then that's helpful. But most of the time, people spend a lot of time complaining, and they don't actually do anything about it. So there is a way to start to shift when you notice yourself in a state of clinging, comparing, or complaining, and that's to become more aware. Now, awareness is about paying attention to your thoughts and to your words. And this takes practice. But until you become aware of what your thinking is, it's impossible to take hold of those thoughts and transform them. So here's one of the ways that you can do, here's something that you can do when you notice that you're complaining and you've got destructive, non-productive thoughts going through your mind, is write them down and evaluate the thoughts. Now, what a lot of people do is they try to push them away, but they, you know, have you ever noticed that they just keep coming back? So I'm going to give you an action that you can take. An action that you can take is you write down these destructive, complaining thoughts, and you make a list. And the list is for four different possibilities. These are beginning with the word, with the letter D. The first one is do. The second one is delegate. The third one is discard. Or the fourth one is dissolve. So if you have a complaint in your mind, you're clinging to something in your life, you're comparing yourself to somebody else, and it's generating these destructive thoughts, the first thing is can I do anything about it? If so, schedule a time to do it and take action. The second thing is, can I delegate it? Can I hire somebody to take care of this or fix this or help with this? The third one is discard. If this thought is something I can't do anything about and I can't delegate, there's a good chance that it's wise for me to discard it. However, sometimes it's not possible to discard, which is why we move on to dissolve. Dissolving destructive thoughts is by looking at what can I learn from this, what's the lesson, and what's the blessing. So, anytime you notice yourself in a state of comparing, clinging, or complaining, you now can have an action plan. Do, delegate, discard, or dissolve.
You left one out.
Okay,
listen,
what is it?
Listen to Dr. Denise.
Well, thank you.
And, folks, she is wonderful as a healer, as a coach, trainer, mentor. Her website, Denise Nadler, N-A-D-L-E-R, another D, denisenadler.com. So what do you want to say to kind of wrap this all up?
Well, the first thing I want to say is that they won't find me at denisenadler.com, but they will find me if they Google my name, because I have a different website, and it doesn't it won't lead them I don't have denisenadler.com. It's healingintegrations.com. But if they Google my name, all on the first page of Google, it's going to lead them to my website. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Well, did you at one time have a denisenadler.com? I know about the one Healing Integrations. I know that. But I did think you had a Denise Nadler website.
I own the URL, but I haven't made it live. My mother is beverlynadler.com, so you probably got used to that.
I did, but I thought you had it as well. No, thank you for sharing that. I absolutely knew about Healing Integrations, but I thought you had both. And I know between the two of you, you have enough information to fill up about 20 websites. I thought that was being utilized as well. Okay, and what are your closing thoughts on your topic?
Well, in this month of February, which is often considered, among other things, a time for loving reflection that is celebrated and on the 14th of February for Valentine's. Make yourself your own Valentine. Make your life your own gift to yourself for Valentine's or for the month of love, and start to plan what you would love to have in your life, and begin with the smallest steps. Begin with the smallest steps, and I know I gave a lot of steps, a lot of things to consider, a lot of do's and don'ts, but the first thing is to really believe that you can, and to go back and really search in with your attitude of gratitude to love what your life is now, because when we love what our life is, we get to create more of what we love. We're inspired to create more of what we love, and the next thing, of course, is to make that plan, to commit to that plan, to permit yourself to dream, to give yourself the opportunity to connect to something beyond what is today, to have more love and more of what you love in your life, and you make that commitment and you follow through and you set yourself up to succeed by having support, by having accountability, by having rewards in place, work on letting go of or handling the don'ts of clinging, of comparing, and of complaining, by becoming aware of the destructive, non-productive thoughts and transforming them by evaluating those thoughts into a do, a delegate, a discard, or a dissolve. If you take action on this, and I encourage you to do so, I can assure you that your perception of the life you're living today, you will have more of an experience of love for that, and the life that you can create tomorrow, you will see yourself step by step, moment by moment, action by action, reward by reward, support and accountability, manifesting, creating the love, the life that you really, really love. You can do it, no matter where you are at in your life, no matter where you've been in your life. If you can dream it, you can do it, you can become it.
Absolutely. Incredible information, powerful information. And Dr. Denise referenced about self-love, and we have a whole show on self-love in our archives by guess who? If you said Beverly Nadler, her mom, you got that one right. Self-love, the greatest love of all. In our archives, JoyceBarryandFriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E. Just go to February 12th and you'll hear, it's a wonderful show, Self-Love, the Greatest Love of All. Very, very important show. So, folks, we get two Nadlers for the price of one. They're both extraordinary. Love having them both on the show. Dr. Denise is a regular once a month. Beverly is a regular every single Thursday. Here's to Your Health Thursdays. They are both extraordinary. So under the topic, shall we say, of self-love, which is really where it all starts, you have to love yourself before you can appreciate and love anyone else. And one of the things that are a part of that is your love for your body. That's a really important thing as well, that you love and appreciate your body. And if you're struggling a bit on that one and want to lose weight, then listen up to this.
Would you like to curb your appetite and lose weight? Would you believe there's a product that not only turns off your hunger switch, it also helps you lose weight, lose inches, and boost your energy? The product is Simply Magic, and it works like magic. Simply Magic is a simple little pill that works in so many powerful ways. Simply Magic helps control cravings, melts unwanted inches off your body, and improves your mood and energy. Simply Magic is safe and works fast with no jitters, no shakes, no adverse side effects, and no prescription required. Try the amazing Simply Magic today and experience this phenomenal product for yourself by logging on to simplymagicwow.com. That's simplymagicwow.com. Simply Magic, the little pill with big results in appetite control, weight loss, and great energy. Order your amazing Simply Magic right now online at simplymagicwow.com. That's simplymagicwow.com.
And just yesterday, we had the co-founder of Simply Magic, Mary Julek, on our show. She talked to you all about women in business and recognizing and acknowledging your God-given talents. Mary Julek, as I said, the founder of Symmetry with Rudy Rivak, a great show on the importance of women appreciating yourselves and doing a great job in business and trusting yourselves and not worrying about being outshadowed, overshadowed by men. Yesterday's show in our archives, February 18. What I want to do to close out the show is play one of the most beautiful songs by Ariana, our guest today, that you know is Dr. Denise Nadler. Do you have a preference, Dr. Denise, as to which song you'd like me to close out the show with?
No, I don't. Pick whichever one you love. whichever one you inspire. But before you actually put that on, you know, I'll let your listening audience know that, you know, one of the ways that we can love our lives is to do things that inspire us. And actually, June 19th of last year, my mother and I, because my mom is a poet and I create music, you had us do a show on inspiring music and poetry, and that was on June 19th of 2012. And so sometimes that can help people to really become more inspired about their hopes and their dreams for their life. Music penetrates us in certain ways, and poetry touches our hearts in certain ways that mere words alone cannot necessarily do. And so I encourage actually, and I thank you for wanting to close this way, those who want to experience more of a life that they love, to find things that inspire them. And music certainly is one of the tools that I use in my own life for inspiration. And by creating it, one of my intentions is to inspire other people about their lives as well.
I'm so glad you referenced that show. What was the date on that again?
It's June 19th.
June 19th, 2012. It was a wonderful show. I love the poetry of Beverly Nadler. I love the songs and music of Dr. Denise. So that was a great, great show. And the song I've selected, although anyone would be totally appropriate, is Dreams Don't Die, because Dr. Denise was talking about dreams and living your dreams. So just know that dreams don't die. This song by Ariana. And if you want to find out how you can get the CD, you want to send an email to starvisions@yahoo.com. I have
or they can just go.
I love the
they can
CD.
Just go to my website also and listen to some samples.
Oh, samples up on the website of Healing Integrations. I wish you wouldn't have such a long title.
I know. Someday we'll change that.
So healingintegrations.com, and it's been spelled twice, so if you didn't catch it the first time, listen to the show. It was repeated twice. Both Ariana letting you know through song, an original song with a beautiful voice, the voice of an angel, that dreams don't die.
The dance inside. Too soon it's over, she takes her bow, but she'll get back on that stage again somehow. She tries out for the class play, sometimes gets the lead, studies voice, has no choice, trying to succeed. Once a dream is born inside, it has a life of its own. A tiny seed is a mighty tree when it has grown. Dreams don't die, so the get there, only heaven knows. Once a dream is born inside, it has a life of its own. A tiny seed is a mighty tree when it has grown. Dreams
Is that not an extraordinary voice or what, folks? Just love your music and love everything that you do, Dr. Denise. I'm going to close out the show. I'm going to take an extra minute. That was about your dreams and that they don't die. But let's celebrate life. Let's celebrate the life that you live with this song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.